So this is a serious one. A mom has been sentenced to 3 years in prison, and this is in Canada, for neglect because her son had died from strep throat, something that is very, very treatable today with antibiotics. So let me just give you some context before I start, you know, raging on about this. A Canadian mom has been sentenced to 3 years in prison after her 7-year-old son, who was suffering from a severe strep throat infection, died because she failed to take the boy to the doctor, according to reports. In the hearing, the judge noted that Lovett was not to blame for Ryan getting sick, but claimed that her failure to bring him to medical doctor caused his death. And this is, of course, the truth. And this is the definition of negligence. The judge stated Ryan died an excruciating, unnecessary death. She went on to say actions resulted in the senseless death of an innocent child who needed the protection of his mother. And so if that's all you knew, you'd be like, this is a runaway case, sentence her, throw her away. This is you know, disgusting. It's the worst thing ever. The child needed to go to the hospital. It was a curable disease, whatever. But the reason that she kept him at home and did not take him to the hospital. So when Ryan developed the strep infection that left him bedridden in 2013, Miss Lovett tried to treat him using home remedies of dandelion tea and oil or oregano for 10 days before he died, the court had heard. So it's not like she was negligent to the point where she didn't care. She cared. She just believed that the home remedies and, you know, the teas or whatever would help her son. So that's why I'm a little torn, because I know in nursing school we are supposed to tell our patients and their families that if you think something works, something helps, that is the way we can do it. And we can't ever force treatment on a patient. And this is a really tough situation because Ryan, the kid, the young, her son that passed away was underage. So she would have been able to make all the decisions. So even if she did take him to the doctors and the doctor said, this is the antibiotics you need to take. I don't know what the policy, the law, the regulations are in Canada. But in America, we can't force our parents to give medications to their kids. That's something we can't do. So I don't know, even if she went to the hospital and they were told her, this is the antibiotics your son needs to take, if she didn't take it, same situation would have happened. She just would have not taken it. There just would have been verbal refusal. I don't know what the law is when it comes to that situation where it's life or death and the parent saying something and then the hospital believes something, or science says something else, or the medical field says something else. This is super, super tough. Jehovah's Witnesses, I think that's just the most well-known case. If something were to tragically happen to a Jehovah's Witness and they don't receive blood, are we going to say they're trying to commit suicide? Or if the family member says that their daughter, son, aunt, mom, whoever can't refuse blood, are we going to say that that's horrifically wrong? I don't know. It's a really tough situation. Obviously, you know where I fall in the situation. I think it's absolutely crazy. Take your goddamn family members to the hospital when they're in pain. Please listen to your doctors. If they're sick, make sure you listen to your doctors. Make sure you listen to your nurses. They know what they're doing. It's based on science. It's been proven. It's treated. They don't just try random shit. I don't know. I just think it's tough. That's probably the question of the day. What do you think? Do you think 3 years is sufficient? Is just right? Do you think it's too much? Because I feel like I'm leaning on the side where it's a little too much. I think it's absolutely crazy. 3 years is a long time. It's a very, very long time. Her belief is wrong. What she believed was wrong. She did not care about her son. She obviously cared about her son. But I mean, there needs to be some kind of punishment. She's got to learn a lesson, because it just isn't right. It just isn't right.